Look the halakha halakha.
Halakha bar perishri gmar. Suppose a guy has two bushels, both of which are tevel. The amar ma'asrot shel zo bizo. The first he says, the miser of this one, let's call it A, is going to be taken out of B. So now at that point, all of the elements that were meant to be mufresh out of this are no longer meant to be mufresh out of it. They're meant to be mufresh out of the other one, out of B. And so at this point, we view it now as being a davar shel ptur, because it's chiyuv is in the other thing. And then he goes ahead and says, well, now I want B's maitre to be taken from A. Now, but A is not high, so you can't take B's maitre out of A. But the first one, A's, is maitre. So ma'asrotav, the harishona mu'usaret. The first one, A, would be maitre. Ma'asroteha, ma'asrot, kalkalabacharetta. How about if he says that the ma'asrot of these, actually says ma'asrot a hand, it should say, the two of them together, he says in one shot, the two of them together are mutually mitered for each other. So at that point, he was karashen. Now, he was kovea each one and the other one, and memela, both are chal simultaneously, since they're chal simultaneously, so then both of them will be metukan. Now, the Braita says about this, in the first case, we'll see now what he has to do. Says the Braita, Yitani Allah, what you do is on this first case, when he says, Shazu Bizo. Now, the din is over there, only the Rishona is Mu'utar, as we said, because the second one can't be Mu'utar from A, B can't be Mu'utar from A, so what does he have to do? So Yitani Allah, the Braita explains what he has to do. Notel min hashmiya shnei te'enim. He has to take two te'enim for trumas meiser, like he usually would do, right? Yoyser miyachad mimeya. But at this point, it's not echad mimeya, it's shnei mimeya, because he's doing it for both. So he takes two te'enim to be the trumas meiser, the one for it and one for the one next to it, right? And then he goes and does the normal thing. He takes out shnei yisurim. And then he takes out the tenth of the double Maaser Rishon that he took out, which equals two te'enim out of the 20 that he had been mafrish for the Maaser. Shmuel says, honey baby, this Bryson is totally and absolutely misleading. Lo Masi Tanita, you cannot read this Bryson the way that it's written, because you're making a very easy to make mistake. It's a very big mistake. When you take 10 figs in order to be miser on 100 figs, you take it out of the 100 figs. 10 figs only miser 90 figs. They don't miser 100 figs. So when you're taking out 10 figs from this on 100 of that, you've only misered 90 of them. No, of course not. So when you have 100 figs, you got to take 10 out of 100.
Right.
But if you're coming to take 10 from somewhere else, then 10 are only going to be matir 90. 90.
You've only
90
left. Because of the second basket?
No. Because you're taking from somewhere else. How much teva would you have if you took from 100 10?
90.
And now, magically, you took the same 10 and you got 100 double? I mean, 100 quid, Mr. Kanin? Because you took...
You didn't take anything out of it. So what do you have to take?
But you certainly didn't do this right. Yeah. So what are you going to do now? Because according to the way it's written, if you're going to take one here, now this is what you're saying. You're saying you take one for 10. If you said you take two of these te'enim, then you're going to say these two are the one-tenth of each one of the mices. That's what you're claiming, right? The problem is over here, if you're going to take out one out of 10, so then you're doing something wrong, because tzorek meisav chara lameya. You're still going to have a problem. because you're still going to have to take off one for the amount that's left. You didn't finish the whole business. You've got now still one 100th to take off, don't you? Because you've got 10 that you never measured. And out of that 10, you're going to have to take out one 100th of the whole to be 10% now of the 10% of it, right? So you still need 1 out of 100 to take off. So you're missing one fig over here. You haven't done this properly. And now, the truth is, when you do that, now, what are you going to do? You're going to take off, well, now you'll take off another one for the whole 100, right? You think to yourself, okay, I've got 10 left. You're right, I've got 10 left. Gee, I better take off another one for Meister for the 10. But that only fathers 9. You've got the same problem. So then you've got one left. You say, okay, I'm going to take a tenth off of the one fig, but then you still have one ninth of the remaining fig that you're left. So you're going to be taking off, now you're going to be taking off another 100th in order to potter the 10, but you're still going to have to take off another 1,000 to be pottering what's left of the 100th. Then you're going to have to take off a 10,000 to be pottering that, right? So this price is not true. Because if you're going to take off now another one, it should say Lamea. In Yosef Chodo Lamea, if you're taking take off now another one out of the 100 now, so then you're going to still have to take off a thousand for the 1 100 that was left in the 10. And then if you're going to take off 1 1,000, you're going to need to give 1 10,000 left because you did the same thing ad infinitum. The way that the bright has it, you've got Zeno's paradox. You're going to have to always go ahead and take off that little bit extra in which the tortoise finally, you know, actually in which he's overtaken. So you're going to have to give a little bit more. Rav Yosef Hanina points out, look, this is a very poor thing to do, what you did over here, because you're going to be over all kinds of insurance. Fine, okay, we accept to give a little bit. You're always taking off plus 9/10. Okay, that's understood. But you still are over into the horizon by doing this. Because ala rishona over baseh. When you took out the original one, where it says over here, you take the miser, you do all this. So B is being used to take off miser for A. Okay. You were now over on a mitzvah saseh. Why? Because the Torah calls trumas miser reishis, right? And over here, you took off the trumas miser in a way that you hadn't yet finished taking off the miser for the first one, because you need to take off the miser, the miser rishon of that second one, which you didn't do. But you must take off the miser rishon of the second one before you go ahead and you take off the trumas miser. So what you just did over here is you were mocked in, actually, something that couldn't have been done before. Right? It's not the hard case, but it's over on the mitzvah because you didn't take the miser rishon off before you took off the miser sheni and so on. Right? So you didn't do that properly. If you say shall do bizu, so you're saying I'm taking the tevel in one, and I'm not mixing it. So it's still higher than its own matanis. It's not as if I'm saying, let's look at this whole thing as one thing, and I'm going to take off now, I'll put them together, and I'm going to take off. That's not what I'm doing. I said, shall do bezu, shall do bezu. But that means that I'm taking off something that itself needed to have its own trumas and maizers taken out of, which I didn't do, because I'm using the trumas and maizers for something else. So therefore, I now messed it up, because I'm supposed to be mocked in Meister Rishon, first to Meister Shady. And once he says, Meister Shozu Bizu, he's saying now, everything should be called together. Saying everything should be called together, and I'm not doing it in order. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. And then, when I go ahead now to take off on the second one, Ala Shmiya, I'm going to be over on an essay and a Loza essay. Because what I have to do now for number B, right, which I'm saying now is not called a number A, it has to be taken off Mises for itself. So now it turns out that I was matching literally one matana to the other. Because in this case, it wasn't chal originally. I was marking the maaser sheni over here that I took off for the first one. I was marking it to the maaser rishon that I have to take off on it itself. So that means that I took peres, used them for maaser sheni before taking off maaser rishon on the peres that I was using for maaser sheni. Normally, when I'm in a thing, you're taking it out of it. So then, when I take off the Maaser Rishon, I have now maistered what's left for me to take out the Maaser Sheni, correct? But over here, I'm taking out from B on A. So when I take off the Maaser Rishon, everything that's left is still pure Teva. Because I didn't take any Maaser Rishon off for it, I took Maaser Rishon off for that, for the other Tavos. So everything that's left is pure Teva. I now took pure Teva again, and I said, I'm making it Maaser Sheni. 4A. But that meant that you took Tevo as Maaser Sheni without taking out Maaser Rishon from it. Normally you're taking Maaser Rishon on whatever is left. Right? But over here when you went to Kakala B and you took off Maaser Rishon, the Maaser Rishon was only meant to be the Maaser Rishon of Kakala A. So whatever was left in Kakala B is pure Tevo. Now you go back to Kakala B and you say, okay, now I'm taking another 9-10% No, for Maaser Sheni, for A. Because first I have to take off that. So we say, but wait a minute, how can you take off Maaser Sheni from Tevel that never had Maaser Rishon taken from it? So that means you're being mocked, and then you're going to go ahead and now I'll be Mitakein, the Maaser, but then you're going to be mocked in Maaser Sheni to Maaser Rishon. Right? And that's an Isser, Malayat Kavadimaka Lotakir. You're not allowed to switch the order. So that's also a Lotakir. Besides the fact that you didn't do things in order to get a mitzvah of Rashis, there's no Rashis, but you also mamish inverted the Maaser Rishon and the Maaser Sheni.
In B.
In B, exactly.
What do you do with B?
There's no way to avoid being over is the Zeraita. That's what he's saying. So therefore, because what you did is, Ala Rishona over Basay, Balashniya over Basay, Zilokase. Ala Rishona over Basay, Shikavashne Shemot Kachat. You made everything together. You said, Masu Tavar here. You said, Masu Tavar here, then you don't follow the order of Rishon. Balashniya, it's even worse, it's best of Balotase, because you were Kobea Shne Shemot Kachat, and you were also Makim, Maitre Shani, of the first one, of A, to Maaser Rishon of B. Correct? Because you never took off the Maaser Rishon of B until you finished maestering everything in A. But when you were maestering in A, you were using pure Teva. So you were over on Malaya Kavadimaka. Omer Reb Eliezer, well, one thing you got to say is that it clearly, the Mishnah is going according to the famous sheet of Rebbe Meir that we've had many times, that when a person says two things, that we're only talking about Lashon Rishon. Because, I mean, the Mishnah is making a distinction of, if you say, each one's Maaser should be in the other one, so then you say, well, then he was called Hashem. Or if he says, well, I want the first one to be in the second one, and the second one to be in the first one. Why isn't that the same thing? According to Rebbe Meir, who says, when a person says something like that, we only look at the first part of what he's saying, okay, then you can say it. The only way to avoid it is by saying each one in the other, mutual maaser. Right? But if you hold like Rabbi Yosef Shita, then you should be able to do both, no matter how you put it. It doesn't matter how you phrase it. And that's the famous case. Taman Tanina raises Tamura Zola, Tamura Shlomi. So according to Rabbi Meir, he said it should be both the Tamura Zola, Tamura Shlomi. The Tamura Zola, maybe Rabbi Meir. And we don't say that, well, we should make it a Tamura Shlomi and a Tamura Zola. Let's sell it. Use half of its money to buy an oil and half of its money to buy a Shlomi. Rabbi Yossi is Amor, as opposed to the one that's Chaylik on Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi. Havinas Mirin Neymai, I used to think that the Machlokas of Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan, it was La'akar Ketei Bibur. It's not that Rabbi Meir, I thought Rabbi Meir agreed if he says, I raised that Tmuras Ola Utmura Shlomi. And it's all because Ketei Bibur that Rabbi Meir agrees that there he's saying two things. Simultaneously. That's what I thought. So that the machlokas is only lachas they were. But the kol they were low. That's what I used to think. Now I got to this Mishnah. And now I see that that's not true, because as Rabbi Eliezer just pointed out, you know, I'm Rabbi Eliezer, our Mishnah is going to be made. So then it's clear how the Amrav people, the Toskidei Dibur. Then it's clear that even the Toskidei Dibur is also true. Because the point over here is, it says, the Tani Masur, the Yen Masur, Kakalova Kaverta, Karashen. What's the case the Mishnah comes up with that it's possible to view it as being mutual? Where he says the two together. He says, I want them to be mutually miser. Okay, that's Mishnah, Kavashke Shemot Kaha. That's because he actually said it in one word, Bechaverta. But suppose he had chosen to say, I want Rishon B'Sheni and Sheni B'Rishon. It wouldn't have been good. Even that's what they did, but all one statement.
What's the difference?
One, he uses one word to say it, and one, he's saying it linearly. And once he said the first thing linearly, he can't go back now to say a contradictory statement. Because in saying, I want A's Meister to be in B's, it's obvious that I can no longer use A to Meister B, because A is already Meister. And we don't view it as, well, but what he really meant was, the Tolkien Bible, one statement in which simultaneously there would be Chav. So that means that Rabbi Meir is saying that a contradictory statement that is made the Tolkien Bible, we look at the first Lashon Rishon. And we don't view it as all one statement, because we could only come up with a case in which he says it simultaneously, in which he says the Chavir Tah. The Einat Tofes, Ela Rishon Rishon Tovad. It's clear that we take it as first Lashon Rishon, even in this case.
So we understand that's not really the reason, right? We understand that the reason doesn't work because the second factor is already present and you're seeing.
Right, well, the same thing over here. It's already Tumur Sola. How can it be a Tumur Shlomim? It's the same idea. You can't make a Tumur Shlomim of a Tumur Zayla. Omer Rabbi Avina, says Rabbi Avina, what it should say over here, is Moda, according to the beginning of the Grah, Moda Rabbi Meir Lachachonim, Be'omer Behema Zot Murat Shnei Zvachim Elu, Shechola Shneihem. That the equivalent case by a tmura would be that if Rabbi Meir would say, here is an animal, it should be a tmura of these two karbanos. You have an ola and a shlomim there. So at that point, it can be both an ola and a shlomim, because that's essentially the same idea that we just had, right? Goha, okay, now once that is established, okay, so we've changed now the girsa to modin Rabbi Meir lachachomim shechol u'shnehem mitnei shekava shnei shemot ka'achad. Okay, ha, now that implies that ze achar ze, if you say it la'achar kidei dibur, so in atofes ala rishon rishon do'avad. That's what he's implying, just like we just said. But the problem is, Loki Omer, true of our Egyptian Shemaguna, Omer Zu Murat Ola, Choserbo Betoch Kidei Dibur. I thought, if somebody makes it to Murat Ola, he's not Kalota. He's still Kalota Betoch Kidei Dibur. So, why can't we view this as being Kalota? A guy says, I made it to Murat Ola. And then he says, to Murat Shlomi. So Rabbi Meir says, well, we already made it to Murat Ola. How can we make it to Murat Shlomi? There's no question that it's still possible to be mischaret to talk to the Hebrew. So why is it worse than being mischaret? Isn't that essentially what's happening over here also? Why can't we say, he said, let A be in B, but by continuing to talk to the Hebrew and saying B should be in A, he's obviously saying, well, I don't really mean that A should be completely in B. I mean, A should be in B except for the part that's needed to meister B. So it's basically charota, isn't it? Says the Gemara, no, there's a difference. You see, kan mitkaven mikot, and kan mitkaven lo'otzi. Where do we say that you can be chozer to talk to the dibur? Where you change your mind. In other words, you're saying, no, I don't want it to be a tmura. But over here, you're trying to expand your statement to take on additional meaning. Expansions of additional meanings, now, that that's not acceptable. But did you want it to be at the Word Shalom or not? I mean, at the Word Shalom? Yeah, I did, but excuse me. You want it to be at the Word Shalom? It became at the Word Shalom. But if I want to qualify, I said, what do you mean qualify? You stand by what you said. You said you wanted to be at the Word Shalom. It's got to be at the Word Shalom. When you said over here, once it's at the Word Shalom, there's nothing you can do there. There's no way to do anything about it. You made it at the Word Shalom. And you're not changing your mind. If you would come and say, oh, I changed my mind. Fine, you changed your mind. But you didn't change your mind. Same thing is true over here. You're saying, I'm the Kovea, the maestros of A and B. Fine. So A is Mitzvah. Did you mean say that or not? Yeah, I mean. But I would like to also do it in a way that would have B out of it. Sure. You are already Mitzvah A. It's nice that you like to do this, but you can't do it. You're standing by what you said. So there's no comparison of the case of changing one's mind to these cases. So there, there's nothing to do. If he would have said this is true, he can't change his mind. But he's not done Mishalom Truma Tov. Now, obviously, you can go ahead and Mishalom Truma. There's a million times the Gemara says that it's considered to be a Dover Shei Shalom Atir, it's possible to go into the Shalom Lechocha on Shumacho. I mean, this is very strange to what, you know, the Shalom Shumacho, if it's meant as a statement, because of course there is a din of She'ela on Shumacho. There's absolutely no question. So the only way to learn it, if it's meant here as a statement, is Ein Adam Shalom Shumacho means we don't assume that a person is changing his mind unless he shows on the initial Truma, but if he's adding, what he's trying to do over here, he's adding, Truma is a very important thing. And once he said, I'm taking the Truma of this year, he means the whole thing. I'm taking the Truma on the whole thing over here. So therefore, he can't back out at this point. Obviously, he can go to a Chacham and say, oh yeah, I made a mistake. I meant that it's, okay, fine, so we'll be master, he has a Pesach, or he has a Charotah, but that's not what he's doing over here. It's the same idea of not adding to what you're saying when you were heavily committed to what it is that you were saying. Ketzaduo said, so what now, getting back now to the case where you say that I want to take off both of the kalkalot over here in one, okay? What does he do? So now, in that case, notel esrim ta'enim me'ez v'em shi'ir. So suppose, in the case over there, he says, I want to take out from either on both. Okay? So I have now, I'm intending to take out from, like, I have one of 100, another of 100, just take out from one on the other. Okay. So then you go ahead and take from Ezim Yamshiyusa, Esrim Deinim, and then, Chol Esther, the Yetzat, each bone, Trumat Ma'aser. So in that case, each one of these ten has now a Trumat Maserin, which means that he would need to take out the two Te'enim out of these to be the Trumat Maserin. So from each ten, he takes out one, because in this case he's taking out everything together, essentially, is how we would look at it. Now, Ashkidon B'Shabot, okay, works out very well if you're talking about, for the sake of simplicity, two things that were equal in size. But those are not equal in size. Suppose Hayabazum Me'a Ubizum Matayim. Let's say that you had a total of 300 altogether, right? So it should say over here, Notel. So now it depends what you take it from. So if you're going to say in L'Shem Me'ahu Notel, Achadisper in L'Shem Matayim. So the correct answer is over here in Mimatayim Hu Notel Shloshi. Right. So in other words, it depends which one. If you're taking it out l'shem the mayor, he's taking it out from a kalkola and only for the kalkola that has mayor, then you have to take out 11. Because then what he's doing is he's being mafish from one on the other. And he would take out, it's not enough to take out, as we already saw, 10, because he's got that extra problem, so he's got to really take out 11. But the truth is, 11 is also not enough, because 11 is going to leave one. The one that he took out for was only for 9, and he has that 9th one left. So So he's also going to have to take off a tenth of the ninth one, and a tenth of that one, and so on and so forth, ad infinitum, which means he needs to take off a ninth. So if he'll take off another ninth of the te'ina, that means 11 and 9 tenths of te'ina, right? And 1/9 rather of the te'ina. So if he does that, then he's now the te'ina godly. That was already established. 0.89, I don't remember what it was. A ninth. 1/9. He has to take off 11 and 1/9 of the te'ina, right? That way he's covered the last te'ina too. So now, if that's the case, so as we say, it's always what you're going to do. You're always going to be taking off one, and then one, and then one. So it boils down to a ninth. It's got to be slightly more than a tenth in order to cover that additional amount. So im l'shem hameyah, fine. Im l'shem hametayim l'notel, it should say, this is ridiculous to say shloshim. Im l'shem hametayim l'notel, and he has to take esri l'shem. Then he has to take off 22, because for each 100 that he has in the other one, he has to take off 11. But it doesn't mean 22 either. It means 22 and 2 ninths, because he's taking off for something he has to over 200, right? Now, if you imagine a case in which you have bezu me'ah or bezu ele, okay, if now, and you'll see why it's important to discuss this case. So, in l'shem ela u'notel, because that's the mea, in l'shem ha'mea u'notel, fine. Then you do your normal thing. And he has to take off, of course, just a chadisrei, not chameshisrei, which is considered. In l'shem ela u'notel, there's no way for him to do it. Because if he's taking out, even if he would take the entire karkola, there's not enough. Because 100 will only be matir the 900. And he's got 1,000. So it looks, again, on the surface, it looks like he's very well covered, right? He's got a bushel of 100. But a bushel of 100 does not cover the meiser of 1,000. So even over there, no matter what he would take, afilu u'notel kulah eino mashlim, he would never be complete. He'd have to always add from somewhere else, and that, of course, he's trying to take off the meiser from somewhere else, and there's nothing for him to do here. He's going to have to take off the meiser on the thing from itself, or find other things that aren't like. Now, Mishi Yeshlo Kalkola, Ruhuma Vakeshlo Asra, because let's say now he has a Kalkola, and it has in it 100, just again for the sake of simplicity. So then, Notel Shnei Tishu'in, what he has to take out, are 2 times 9, which will be his Meister part, right? In other words, the 18, and then Tishu'o shall Tishu'o. Then he has to take a ninth of the ninth in order, so in other words, so he's going to have to take out then 1/9, which is one additional te'ina, okay? So out of his 18, he became 19, and that way he now has Shehen Asara Maitre Rishon, the Tesha Maitre Sheni, correct? That's what you're always doing. You're taking off 10, leaving 9, and then the 10th of the 9, so that's 9 out of what's remaining, okay? But what we're doing now is we're playing a little game with 9, because we already saw that when you're taking from somewhere else, you also have a problem with 9, but it's a sense of a ninth, right? But that also happens when you're taking normal mitzvahs, because your Maitre Sheni is always 9 after you took off 10. So you're still back to 9 again, right? So then you would have Asara Maaser, V'tisha Maaser, Sheni. And basically, if you really want to have fun with this, Divrei Chachamim V'chidotam, as Shlomo HaMelech puts it, the Chachamim love to play riddles and to drive your mind absolutely batty. And therefore, the way that they put it is, HaRotel HaKnis Me'at Ha'inim V'tukanot V'tokhet. Suppose you want to net 100 te'inim. Yeah, sure, you guys like to think about taking off mice from 100 te'inim. That's easy. But if you want to net 100 te'inim, now you're going to have to figure out what you got to do. And we love to play this a little game. So, HaRotel HaKnis Me'at Ha'inim V'tukanot V'tokhet V'tokhet. And you don't want to take off anything from here. You want to go somewhere else to get it. So then, what you've got to take off for each te'ina is 2 ninths plus a ninth of a ninth. So if you like the mind game, here's what to do. So akol teina uteina shnei tishuim v'tishuah shel tishuah, because you're always taking one out of nine in order to be moderate if you're coming from outside, right? Because it's always a relationship of one to nine, not one to ten. It's only when you're inside of it and you can take out ten, those ten help the 90 that are left. Okay, but so in other words, you're always taking out from Meister Rishon, surprisingly, one for nine, not one for ten. Okay? So Meister is only Meister when it's out of it. Mm-hmm. So when it's for it, it's really a nine. It's not a ten. Okay, so you have to take off now.
Yeah.
One nine. Right? Okay?
Yeah.
Right. Mayas? Exactly. Yeah, that's why it's called. So you're taking off now one of the nine. So over here, you now are going to have to take out, however, to make Chulin, you need to take off Meister Rishon and Meister Sheni. So the Meister Rishon now has to potter your Keina with its nine. The Meister Sheni, you're going to also have to take off on it. So therefore you have to now add a ninth of for the Meister Sheni. So that means you're going to have to take off the Meister Rishon as well. So you're taking out Meister Rishon, the ninth part, which is your ninth of the Tehina, and then you need the ninth of the ninth, which would normally be what was left for your Meister Sheni. Whenever you take out Meister Sheni, you've got 90 left. So Meister Sheni is always essentially one ninth, even when it's in the thing, right? You're taking out one of nine. So over here, you need a ninth of a ninth, therefore, for your Meister Sheni, which means that you have two ninths plus the ninth of a ninth on each one of the te'inim. Shehein esrim v'shalosh te'inim v'arbat yishu'im v'tishu'ah shal tishu'ah. So this gets you all together 23 beautiful pigs that you're going to have to find elsewhere, because you're going to have to take off the 11 figs and the ninth. We'll worry about the ninth later, but you have to start off with the first 11 to be Mater Meister Rishon, because you need one for nine, and then you need another one for the remaining nine that are left, because you're trying to get 100. Okay?
Right.
So you start off with your 11 plus a nine, and that's your Meister Rishon. Okay? Then you have to now go ahead, and you're going to have to take off your Meister Sheni at all, as well. And you have to take it off for the 9th and 11 that you had taken off for it. Because remember, if you're not taking out from within it, then you're leaving the thing that you're taking off as parallel. And you have to take off for it also. So you now have to take off the Meister Rishon for the 11 and 1/9 Sainim that you took off in order to take off Meister Rishon. Right? Because otherwise you're going to have that problem that we said, which you're being mocked in the Malaya Tavadi Matha. Okay. So now the Meister Rishon for the Maya is the 11 and the 9th. But for the 11 and the 9th themselves, you're also going to have to take off 1/9 for Meister Sheni. So that leaves you now an additional 2 figs. And that's how we got to the 23. And then you're going to have to take off an additional 2/9 to cover that, and an additional 9th, which you're going to take off, the Tishuah Shel Tishuah. So this equals the 11 plus the 9th plus the 2 that you're taking off to cover now for it, which is the 23, plus 4 Tishuim and a Tishuah of a Tishuah. And this is the only way that you would be mocked. Again, we're just playing games. But this would be the only way that you could end up being matir the things that you took off together with the things that you took off from four. So if you're interested in having fun, this is the way to do it. Where's Barnea? Barnea.
Look, the halakha.
Halakha is done. Mea teva, mea kulin. Now suppose you've got a mixture here of 100 ta'inim that are teva and 100 ta'inim that are kulin that got mixed together. So now you is in big trouble because you're trying to take off now. You're going to have to take off your Truma's Meiser. I mean, the other stuff you can leave in there, but you're certainly going to have to give the Truma's Meiser to the Kohen. But the problem is that you can't simply do what you would normally do, which is to take out the 1/100th of your Truma's Meiser, because you can only take off Truma's Meiser from Meiser. You can't take off Truma's Meiser from Chulin Mitzukanin. So if you simply take off 1/100th, how do you know that you're not taking off one of the things that you had originally Meisered already? And now that's cool. So in order to make sure that you get your Truma's Meiser, you're going to have to go ahead and take off 101. Because you've now definitely, in 101, you definitely have one, you broke one Taina that was a Tevel, right? So you take 101, and now what you're going to have to do is, you're going to have to say, okay, the one out of the 101 that I have over here that is definitely here from Tevel, I want it to be one-tenth of the remaining nine figs that are in there somewhere that are Tevel. We'll make that Meiser Rishon, and now that one is Truma's Meiser. So now you have a pile of 101 figs, one of which is definitely Truma's Meiser, which means the whole thing is up to the eat. So what you got to do now is you sell it to a coin minus the price of one. Minus the Truma price of one, of course, which is not as expensive as full one. So you go to a Truma store, which sells everything at, let's say, a 40% discount, because only Kohanim buys. It's got a limited market. And you say, okay, here I've got 101 for sale at the price of 100, and with 40% discount for Truma, because only you guys can eat it. And that way, you're room attacking everything, although it costs you. Suppose you have Mea Tevel, Mea Meiser. Now, in this case, you already have Meiser there. And now that Meiser, you know you owe Truma's Meiser on, and you're going to have to now take off basically 10 Meisers, right? And one for the Truma's Meiser. So what do you do? What do you do there? There too, you take off 101 because you still have to get. You can't take off one because they might be the Chulin part. So over there, you're going to have to take off the one that is Vadai Shayach for you to make Truma's Meiser on the rest, and now you can make Mamonoshach. You can say, look, no matter what, if what I'm holding now is going to be real Tevel, so then it's going to be Truma's Meiser on what it is that I'm going to be mafresh now as Meiser. If I picked up one of the Meisers, that's also not a problem because the Meiser was also higher in the Truma's Meiser, right? So it doesn't matter. So I can now make this Truma's Meiser anyway. But since I need to be mafresh Meiser over here, so I'm going to have to, from the Tevel, there's no way that I can take off the Truma's Meiser without taking off Meiser from the Tevel too. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get one thing here that's Vadai from the Tevel, and I'm going to say, okay, wherever it is, nine additional parts I'm taking off, and I'm going to make this now my Truma's Meiser, which means that altogether I'm going to give 11 here, 10 for the whole thing, which was Tevel. And one I need to take out over here for my new Tevel. So it's because I had Meiser, I had a whole 100 of Meiser. That 100 of Meiser is Mechayev me in 10 for Truma's Meiser. I'm going to have to take off those 10 for sure. I just don't have another one that I'm going to be taking off. There's going to be an additional 10 out of the remaining 100, and that I have to take off myself, right? Because that was all Tevel. So I'm going to give now 11, it turns out, all together. So essentially the idea is the same, except that I have to take off the price over here of 11, not of 1. But 10 of them are definitely from a Meiser, because we had over here Tevel, not the Chulin Mitzukanim like in the first case. Okay, so therefore I take off 101, which means I don't care if I have in my hands all Tevel and 1, which was Meiser Rishon. But anyway, the Meiser Rishon is Chayev and Truma's Meiser. So what do I care whether the additional one that I say is Truman's Meister. Is Truman's Meister because it's Truman's Meister on my tevel? Or whether it's Truman's Meister because I owe Truman's Meister anyway for the Meisterisha that was there before. It doesn't matter. All told, I'm going to be giving this Kohen, the whole mess, 101, which definitely will include in it 10 of Truman's Meister, right? Because I'm taking the whole 100. So now the additional one that I'm taking over here, I have every right in the world to go ahead and make it Truman's Meister Mamonosha, okay? I can make it Truman's Meister from somewhere else. Just like I can do on anything. As long as it's been taken off from Meister, I can take off Truma's Meister from other Meister on Meister that's higher than Truma's Meister. So I don't have that problem in this case. Right? So therefore, if I take 101, if, let's say, all of it was Tevel, let's say 100 was Tevel, right? Even if 100 was Tevel. So I'm now going to have still the Chiyuv of the 10 that I'm going to make, because I'm saying 9 additional parts I'm making into Meister, which means that I have one Meister, one Truma's Meister for sure. Either it's for itself or it's for the other one. That doesn't bother me. And I take off the price of 11. The 10 for the original Truma's Meister and the 1 for the new Meister that I made now. And then I give the whole thing and I sell it the same way I did before, minus the price of the 11 in this case, and I lose out on that profit. Okay. So, noto me'avakat. If I have mea chulin mitukanim and mea meiser, well, here I got a problem. Because here, I can't take out from chulin mitukanim the meiser, the Truma's Meiser at all. The case before, I didn't have chulin mitukanim. I had travel for the money shelf. Either I'm taking out myself or I'm taking out for the meiser. But over here, if what comes into my hand is chulin, and it's already been meiser, I can't use it for Truma's Meiser. Because it's pure chulin. So now I got a real problem. So now I have to take off 110. So if I take out 110, I'm already for sure I have in my hand, even if the whole 100 was somehow chulin, I still have 10 that is definitely the Meister, and I can make that 10 into Truma's Meister for sure, right? So noto mea v'es. If I have, however, mea tevel, the tishim maser, or tishim tevel b'shmonim maser, then in these cases I don't lose anything, because in such a case, what would I lose? I anyway need for the I have 100 tevel. For 100 tevel, I need one for the Truma's Meiser in any event, right? And for the Meiser anyway, I need 9 because I have tishim, so I need 1/5. I need 9, right? So if I give 10 altogether, so I'm fine. So I don't lose anything. In any case where what's left is enough to cover its own chiyuv of Truma's Meiser, plus the amount that I would have normally have had to give of Truma's Meiser from the part that wasn't mitzvah, so I never lose anything because I'm still going to give him what I would have given him in the first place. So in all such cases, zakal kol zman shatevel merubah. If I have more tevel, meaning not just more tevel, but it has to be enough more tevel that it also covers the amount that I owe. In other words, as the Gemara is going to explain, right? it has to cover the tenth. Lo yitzikloom. You don't lose anything because you always have sufficient shear in the tevel part of Meiser Rishon to make for Truma's Meiser, which anyway will potter the Meiser that is here. But if you have less than enough to cover it, you're going to be mopped at something or other, because you're always going to have to give, like in that case of the Mea, where you're going to have to give 110 if you need to cover what I was missing. Okay, I think that it's late enough and that we should hold it here. Try to make up things where they get really nice and easy, like in Hawaii. Thank you.